You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome again to our study on Psalm 119. And I trust that you have your Bible ready to go through this psalm with me as I teach on this psalm. I trust that you will learn from the Word of God and apply these words to your hearts. Shet is the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and this heads the next eight verses. Shet is a letter of life. It represents infinite possibilities. And there are infinite possibilities in Christ Jesus. Verse 57 of Psalm 119. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. You are my inheritance, O Lord. And many times we are there and we want this inheritance and that, but God himself is our inheritance. He is our portion. You are my inheritance, O Lord. I have declared that I will obey your words. Let us purpose in our hearts to obey the word of God. The psalmist said, I would keep. I have said it that I would keep your words. Let us say it and really mean it. That we intentionally will obey the word of God. We don't want to just give Christ lip service, but we want to be truly committed to obeying the words of God. Verse 58, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I seek for your grace wholeheartedly. Grant me your mercies according to your word. The word of God tells us in Hebrews 4 that we must come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in the time of need. So we want to seek for God's grace. Go with boldness to God, because we now have the confidence through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For the word of God tells us that in time past, we were not a people, but now we are God's people. We are now drawn nigh through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we can go with confidence to God to get that grace, to find that grace to help us in the time of need. So the Lord is always willing and ready to grant us his new grace and mercy each day. But we must go to him with confidence. Verse 59, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. The psalmist was saying, I reflect on the path that I am going and change my ways in obedience to your word. We have to stop at times and look where we are going. Are we going in the pathway of righteousness? Are we walking according to God's words? We have to stop and ask ourselves, take stock of our lives. Are we in the faith? Let us examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith. Only we can examine ourselves. So don't wait on someone else to examine you. Let us take time out. The psalmist took time out. He said, I reflect on the path that I am going and change my ways in obedience to your word. So only an individual can change himself. So let us look into our lives, see where we are going. And if we are not on the path of righteousness, let us change our ways and walk in obedience to the word of God. Verse 60, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. I hurry to walk in obedience to your commandments. And it should be you know, this first thing in our life, to walk in obedience. This should be priority for us, to be walking in obedience to the commandments of God. Let us be in a hurry and to make sure that we are walking in obedience to the commandments of God. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. Verse 61. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. The cords or the trap of the wicked have bound me, but I still remember your words. There are some areas sometimes that we don't find freedom in, still in certain areas of our lives, but we still remember the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is faithful, and our faithfulness comes from trusting in the word of the Lord. So let us remember that the word of the Lord stands sure. It stands secure. So no matter what situation we are in, what the enemy is throwing at us, we still remember the word of the Lord. Verse 62 said, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. He's saying that at midnight, I will awake to give you thanks because of your righteous justice. So he will get up in that midnight hour and he will be giving thanks. So we have to have that same mindset, no matter what hour the night that we are awake, that we should be giving thanks to God because of his righteous justice. Our God is a just God, and we just want to know him and to know his ways so that we will all the time have a heart of thanksgiving to God. Verse 63, I am a companion of all them that fear me and of them that keep thy precepts. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. I am a friend with those that reverence you and those that obey your law. We have to choose our friends wisely as children of God. We have to choose friends who are like-minded, having the same values, the same interest. We can't be like the world. So our friends should have the mind of Christ so that our actions will be in alignment with the word of God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 said, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. So evil company corrupt good habits. So let us be careful and choose our friends wisely, like the psalmist who said, I am friends with those that reverence you. So let us make sure that our friends are walking in the fear of the Lord. Our friends that we have show respect unto the God that we serve. The great I am, the creator of this world, who deserve all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Verse 64 said, the earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. The earth is saturated with your steadfast love, O Lord. Instruct me according to your written laws. And when we look and see, the mercies of God is always upon us. He saturates this earth with his mercies. His mercies to us is always there. As his word said in Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So we see that God loves us. His love is steadfast. His love doesn't change. It doesn't fail. His love is always for his people. His words tell us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The love of God is always there for us. His words tells us that he demonstrated that love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. So we see his steadfast love. We see his mercies for us. Our Lord is full of mercies towards us. We just thank God for his new mercies each day. We thank him for that steadfast love that never changes. We go on to the ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and that is Teth. And Teth literally means a basket or a nest. And it is a symbol of the good in all creation. Verse 65 of Psalm 119 says, "Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word." You have been good to your servant, O Lord. The psalmist said, Your word has performed it. You have been good to your servant, O Lord. Your word has performed it. So God's word is always performing his will for us. So when we trust in his word, when we live according to his word, we will know that his perfect will is being done in our lives because his words always perform it. Verse 66, "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Teach me wise discretion and know-how, for I have trusted in your words." And we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to teach us. Many times we try and we fail, but he's always willing and ready. He's always patient. He's the most patient teacher. We can go back to him and say, "I didn't get it." And he's willing and ready to teach us because his intention is for us to learn God's words and to trust his word. 67, verse 67 of Psalm 119. "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Before I was smitten, I strayed from your word, but now I obey your word." Let us not wait until affliction comes before we obey God's words, but let us learn to stay in the word, to stay committed to obeying God's words and not wait until we're afflicted. So we know that God is a God of mercies, but let us stay close to him. Let us cleave to him and let us be willing and ready to obey his words. Verse 68 said, "Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes." You are good, Lord, and you perform only good. Train me in your laws. We need training. We need to be trained in the ways of the Lord. And if we are willing and ready and purpose in our hearts to learn the word of God, then we will get the best training that we can ever get, because his words train us to walk in godliness and in holiness. God is good and he's always good. And only goodness is in him. That's one of his attributes, goodness. So only good is in him. And he only performs what is good. But we also want to be trained in his ways that we can walk in godliness and we can do what is right, because he has created us to do good, to do right, to live right, to have right living right here on earth. For he has given us that grace that we can live godly right here on this earth, in this fallen world. Verse 69, "The proud has forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. The arrogant has plotted a lie against me, but I will obey your rules wholeheartedly." Many times Lies will be told about us. People will come and they will say things against us that are not true. But let us hold on to God's truth wholeheartedly and know that God will take care of all that concerns us. Verse 70, their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. Their mind is like melted fat, but I take pleasure in your word. Verse 71 says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. It did me good to have suffered affliction. Many times we go through suffering, but all the time, I should say, it's for our good. Because when we come out of those suffering, we find that we learn some things that cause us to stand more firmly in our faith. So the psalmist said, it did me good to have suffered affliction so that I might learn your laws. So even in affliction, we can learn what God wants to happen or wants to do in our lives. Verse 72 said, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. He was just making a confession that the word of the mouth of God, the word of God is more worthwhile or more valuable to him than an abundance of gold and riches. How valuable is the word of God to us today? Is it more valuable than the thousands of gold and silver? Is it more valuable than all the millions and billions of dollars that we might have stocked up? The word of God has to become more valuable to us than anything else. For Jesus tells us in his word, where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. Is the word of God a treasure to us? Are we holding firmly to this treasure and not letting it go? Let us cleave to the word of God and allow that word to transform our lives and allow us to see that the things of God are more valuable than anything else in this life. We go on to the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the 10th letter, which had the next 8 verses, and that is the letter Yod. Yod represents the Creator, the single point from which all of creation emerges. And verse 73 said, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. He was saying that you have created me and you have clothed me. Enlighten me that I may learn your ways. We need to be enlightened so that we can learn the ways of the Lord. The word of the Lord has to be revealed to us. And the Holy Spirit is always willing to reveal the word to us. But let us be willing to seek his face and say, Lord, enlighten me so that I can learn your words. I can learn your ways and walk in it. Verse 74, they that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. They that reverence you, Lord, will be happy or will be joyful when they see me, because I live expectantly upon your word. And we have to be people of hope, people who know that they have a hope. And our hope is in Jesus Christ. The word of God tells us in 1 Peter 1 that he is our living hope. So we have to live a life that others will see that we are living as people of hope, people who have a hope, and our hope is in Christ. So we want to live expectantly each day, living, expecting from the word of God, because he promised that he will perform his word unto us. The word that he has given us, he will perform it. So let us live each day in hope, knowing that The world has no hope because they have not Christ. But we have hope because we have Jesus Christ. He is our living hope. Verse 75 said, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. He said, I know, O Lord, of your righteous justice, and that because of your faithfulness you have smitten me. The Bible said in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. So many times we're afflicted and we are wondering, how comes we are serving God and we are afflicted? But the word of God tells us that if we suffer with Christ, we will reign with him. We have to consider, as Peter said, don't stop and think that what's happening to me when you see all these fiery trials coming. But remember that as Christ suffered, we also have to suffer with him. If we are joint heirs with Christ, we have to be prepared also to suffer with him. So many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, we can depend upon the Lord to deliver us from them all. Verse 76 said, let I pray thee thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. So the psalmist was saying, I beseech you, Lord, let your divine favor be my consolation, according to your word unto your servant. Verse 77, let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the law of God be our delight. So he was saying, let your loving kindness flow to me, that I may revive, for in your word I take pleasure. Let us take pleasure in the word of God. Let us allow the loving kindness of God to flow through us, to flow to our hearts and revive us. And let us take pleasure in the word of God. Let us delight in the word of God. Verse 78 said, let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate on thy precepts. Let the proud be disgraced because they have wronged me. That's what the psalmist said, without a cause. But I will consider your words. I will consider your words. I will think about what you say. I will think on your words. So let our thoughts be according to the word of God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in the sight of God. Let our words be what the Lord wants us to speak, and let our actions align with the word of God. Verse 79, let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Cause those that reverence you, Lord, to help me. Cause those that are godly and that are walking uprightly to help me, and those that know your way. And only the Lord can really speak to the hearts of people. And sometimes we are in dire situations where we need help, and we cry to the Lord, and he turned the hearts of many to help. So the psalmist was saying, cause those that reverence you to help me, and those that know your ways. So the Lord has a hand in everything that goes on in the affairs of his people. And we want to ask him to turn the hearts of others to help us when we are in need of help. Verse 80 said, let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Cause my heart, he was saying, cause my heart to be steadfast in your laws, that I will not be disappointed. We have to be steadfast in the word of God. We have to be firm in our faith, trusting God in all situations, knowing that he is always faithful. So we have to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, you cause me to be steadfast. Help me and allow me to be steadfast in your word. We don't want to be up and down in our Christian faith, but we want to be steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that all our labor that we do in the kingdom is not in vain. We go on to the 11th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which heads the next 8 verses. And that letter is Kaf. And Kaf literally means the cupped palm of the hand. And Kaf teaches us to bend and govern our tendency and shape our character. In verse 81 of Psalm 119 says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My soul longs for your deliverance, but my expectation is in your word. Many times we are longing to see some changes in our lives. Many times we are hungry and thirsty to see change, to see righteousness prevailing in every area of our lives. And we can say like the psalmist, my soul longs for your deliverance, but my expectation is in your word. I know that your word is true, and I know that your word stands forever. And I know that whatever you say you're going to do, you will do. I know. So let us stand firmly and waiting upon the Lord. And let us know that no matter what we are going through, no matter how we feel, our hope is in the word of God. His word said in Psalm 55 that his word will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what he has sent it forth to accomplish. Verse 82, he said, mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when will thou comfort me? Sometimes we feel like we're not getting any revelation. Sometimes we feel like we're in darkness. He said, mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when will thou comfort me? I fail to get the revelation from your word that I'm looking for, Lord. When will you help me? That's why he was crying out to God and speaking to the Lord in this way. And this shows us the relationship that he has with the Lord. When we have this relationship, we can speak to him in this way. He said, Lord, my eyes fail for thy word. When will you comfort me? When will you come to my aid? When will you help me? He was saying to the Lord, and we also, through Jesus Christ, we now have a relationship with the Lord. We can run to Abba Father and say, Lord, I fail to get the revelation in this area of my life. I fail to see where I want to really go. I don't see the direction that I should go. I don't know. Will you help me? We can run to him. We can run to Abba and cry, Abba Father, will you help me? And show me your way, because I want to walk in the direction that you want me to go. Verse 83 said, for I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.